Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 58. 58. I checked.
Hey, so, everybody.
Hope everyone's doing well. Hope you're having a good evening, weekend, morning, noon, night, whatever you're doing. Eating, not eating, going on a train, in a car, on a plane, wherever you're going, wherever you're doing. I hope you're having a good time. We have a special episode with you today. We are going to have a listening party for Grandpa over here, Gipar. He's got a bunch of songs that he wrote when he was younger. But obviously, because he's not a musician and we don't have music, we didn't hire the band to come in for this episode. He's going to read them in almost like poetry. So that's going to be the episode for today, because he's going to go through all these pieces. And so, yeah, I think that's all the intro it needs. So I would say go at it and pick your first one and then keep going.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
I hope that some of these messages will be important to some of you, because they were my deepest thoughts. Some of them are serious and some are humorous. So I'll begin. The first one is called Loving You. I wake up, you're here, but no, you're not. You lie by my side, but something died. Love is gone, you know. When did it leave, my dear? Why not stay a while? Please stay. Love was here, all right. It was strong, you know. But something died. We made it so. A child was born. Our backs were turned. Thinking of him. Blind to each other. You were mine, my dear, not too long ago. When love was here, it was strong, you know. Oh, yes, we had our fights. We slept alone some nights, but love was here. We made it so. Today you're gone. You look the other way. You lie by my side, but something died. Love may be gone, but why not stay a while? You could bring it back. Why not try? You were mine, my dear, not too long ago. When love was here, we made it so, but something died. Second poem, now that it's a poem, is called My Wife, My Friend. When tragedy surrounded me, no one was there. When I needed help, I asked my friends. I thought they really were my friends, but no one was there. Then one day a stranger came, and before she knew my name, she was my friend. Her heart absorbed my loneliness. Her eyes eased my pain, and the tragedy which surrounded me was gone. Each morning I wake up knowing she will be at my side, for this stranger is no stranger now. She is my bride. No tragedy can confront me, for she is here. I can't express how much I love my wife, my friend. This is called The Children. The children cried, the mother sighed. They didn't know what to do. Gone were the days since he went away. Where is the papa they knew? He was just a man, trying very hard to live each day. A man so scared, he had to run away. The children cried, Mama sighed. She knew it was better this way. But when he was home, They were really alone. It's best he didn't stay. But the children cried, Mama, what will we do today? Please, Mama, Mama, come play, come play. Mama played, Mama prayed, she worked hard for better days. Then one morning the stranger came, before he said his name. Papa, Papa, the children cried, but Mama sighed. Man, why did you come here today? The children cried, but Papa came back to stay. Here's a little ditty. A little ditty. What happened to that little girl I knew? The one from around the corner? What happened to the little girl I knew? I loved my neighbor's daughter. Her green eyes would shine on me while our hair flew in the wind. She always would be around until she got her new friend. Now, just entering womanhood, her life must end. Oh, that girl from around the corner. I think I was drinking when I wrote this years ago. It's called Mary Ellen. I don't drink anymore. Maybe this is the reason I stopped. One day I'll write me a song. People will play it all day long. Mary Ellen bought red shoes. Mary Ellen bought green dress. Mary Ellen, what you do? Oh, Mary Ellen, what you do? One day I'll write me a song. People will play it all day long. Mary Ellen got no teeth. Mary Ellen, she can't smile. Mary Ellen, what you do? Mary Ellen, go away. I can't play with you today. You drive me up the wall. Mary Ellen, you're bad news. One day I'll write me a song. People will play it all day long. Mary Ellen bought red shoes. Mary Ellen bought green dress. Mary Ellen, what you do? Oh, Mary Ellen, what you do? This one comes from my days when I used to work in the ghetto, but it has very deep significance if you pay attention to it. It's called Later. My brother says later for you, and he's laughing. My brother says later for you, and he smiles. He knows what's happening to his people. He knows what's on his mind. Later for you is a warning. It means get things straightened out. For as long as there are hungry people, later for you we will shout. You keep telling me you're my brother. You keep telling me you're aware. Mother, you're not my brother. You don't care. You don't care. Later for you, later for you, start things changing. Later for you, later for you, come around. Later for you is an expression. It means get things straightened out. My brother says later for you and he's laughing. You say later to him and he dies. Later means no tomorrow. Later never comes around. If there is to be a later, later for you must be now. Now, don't you con me, mister. I've heard the things you said. If promises are our future, by tomorrow we'll be dead. Later for you, start things changing. Later for you, come around. Later for you, shout the people. Later for you must be now. I hope some politicians listen to that. What do you think, baby? You think they'll listen to that? This is called People.
Considering, I didn't realize my mic was off. I was going to say, considering How that's not a political song, but I can see how you made it. That's fair. That's fair.
This is called People. People can be funny. People can be clowns. Loneliness at its best can only bring you down. Why do people play games, shuffle emotions around? It is so hard to say I love you, or are these words too profound? I see that girl, she is crying. Her young man laughs, walks away. That poor little woman is dying, but he won't stay unless he has his way. People can be funny. People can be clowns. Loneliness at its best can only bring you down. That old couple, they are fighting, married for so many years. They never look at each other anymore. They just can't stand their fears. So they stay. They don't walk away. Never walk away. People can be funny. People can be clowns. All these young men out here, it's called Don't Rush Me. Don't rush me. The love I give, I'm not responsible for. Don't rush me. I'm human, you know. And what you put before me, I know can destroy me. Don't be in a hurry to rush me, girl. Last night, I made love to you. You were hoping for promises. I knew I had no more to give. Of course, you rushed me, left me with nothing of my own. You rushed me out of your life. Of course, loving means marriage, and I'm going home. You can't rush me. I know what I want. I know what you need, and what you put before me could destroy me. Too much in a hurry to marry me, girl. I gotta be myself. Hours means nothing to me. Someday I'll be what you want. So don't be in a hurry. Please, don't rush me, girl. This is called Busy Doing Things. She's busy doing things. So busy doing things. Too busy doing things to pay attention to me. I know she's not happy. She's in a shell. Got things on her mind. Had a love, didn't do too well. So to others she is blind. Doing things. Doing things. Always on the go, ever caring, never sharing a love. Lady, let your hair down. Trust people who love you. Don't be afraid to feel. When I touch you, woman, I want to know that you're real. Doing things. So busy doing things, too busy doing things to pay attention to me. Here's a happy song. Love, love, love. Love is beautiful. Love is sad. Love is wonderful. Love is bad. When you love someone and it's through, what do? You must love again. So important to feel again. Don't you die inside. You don't need the pain. Love again. Find someone and love again. Be a woman now. There's no one to blame. Love, love, love. Love is beautiful. Love is sad. Love is wonderful. Love is bad. Now you found someone. Life is new. The worst is over now. Be you and love again. Take him in your arms and love again. Love again. You're a woman now, and life is wonderful. Another love song, another little love ditty to go along with that. I love you, I show it. You love me, don't know it. Why can't you be like any other girl? No, you're not like any other girl. You are something special to me. Funny how a little thing like love can tear you up inside. Funny how you yearn to be loved but run away and hide. I know there is a long line waiting. Maybe it's too long for me. But love, I'm waiting. Of course, it's funny how a little thing like love can tear you up inside. And baby, I told you I'm too old to run away and hide. Two more. Hope. Now, this is kind of a little humorous. Some people might think it's funny, some might think it's serious. Hope. In these hands, I hold the future of my country. With these hands, I can crush the world. With my heart, I can give love, I can take love. But what does life have in store for me? The jelly beans from heaven keep coming down. They hit me, one yellow, red one, white one, brown. Bringing joy to this little boy, bringing love to that little girl, spreading peace throughout the world. Life is good to me. In my head, I try to put things together, studying the looking glass of life. Will I see a peaceful tomorrow? I hope so. Life, what will you offer me? The jelly beans from heaven keep coming down. They hit me one yellow, one red, one white, one brown. Bringing joy to this little boy, bringing love to that little girl, spreading hope throughout the world. What will my eyes see? In these hands, I hold the future of my country. With these hands, I can crush the world. With my heart, I can give love and I can take love. Show me the right way and let the jelly beans from heaven keep coming down, bringing love to this little boy and bringing love to that little girl, spreading happiness all over the world. The last little ditty I have here, I've written a lot of songs, but this is the last little ditty. It's called One Day at a Time. One day at a time, my lady, one day at a time. We'll share our love, my lady, one day at a time. Your future's been in the past. Your heart aches and loves are to be forgotten. You never know where to go. So stay with me one day at a time. I can't promise you the future. I can only lend you a smile. We'll enjoy our love together one day at a time. One day at a time, my lady. I can't think of anything wise but to say, my lady, you're the nicest thing in my life, and nobody can make life oh so beautiful when we share our love one day at a time. Just one day at a time. So I hope that some of these were enjoyable to our podcast listeners.
Yeah.
If not,
go ahead.
No, if not, I just wanted to share them. My grandson Peter said they were worth sharing.
Yeah, I think they are definitely worth sharing, especially because you never got the opportunity to turn them into full songs. So at the very least, they should be turned into poetry.
Yeah.
So I have questions. What is your, out of those, because I don't know if you have any more that you just got somewhere else, but like out of those, which one is your favorite?
My wife, my friend.
Okay. Out of those, which is your, I say most recent, but what was like, from where you are now in age, what was the last one that you wrote? It was such a complicated way of saying that.
I wrote all of these, I think, over 40 years ago, over 45 years ago.
So they were all around that time. It wasn't like you wrote them periodically.
No. I think I'm 79 now. I think I wrote these when I was in my early 20s. And I think I had in my head, I had music to them and I was able to sing them.
Right.
I just didn't have a hook. And the music was okay. I had wanted to put it on some of them on country western, but now I thought they would be better off as poetry, maybe because written said slowly, maybe the ideas within the songs or poems would mean something to other people but myself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Though, when this episode becomes aggressively popular and our most popular episode yet, someone's gonna contact you and say, hey, can I use that for my music? And you're gonna agree to a royalty deal and they'll just pay you royalties.
I wonder, but I don't think so.
So, but okay, so you wrote all of these in your 20s, okay? And you were telling me before this, some of them are typed and some of them are handwritten and some of them are not fully finished.
Yeah, I have some that aren't finished, you know, the ones that aren't finished, I have to find. They were more of the doo-wop kind, which isn't apropos now, but who knows? What goes around comes around, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, these had more messages in them, you know, that rather than doo-wop. But then again, we have rap. Then again, we have rap, so somebody may want to make a rap song out of each poem. You never know.
Could make a rap song out of them. You could make a pop song out of them. Get like Olivia Rodrigo, a nice like young Gen Z person, throw on some like alternative rock band behind her and have her shake her head and sing it. And it'll be like a Jonas Brothers band and they can sing those.
Yeah, maybe you could be my agent. You could send them out to the appropriate person.
Yeah, I'll be the advertising agent and the consultant. No, I guess it's just the agent. No, I'm a consultant. And I would manage I'd be the middleman in between.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I'll only take a 20% cut.
I'll give you 25%.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So, but no, those are good. I think those are great. I think
yeah,
there's a
think...
lot of, I think there's a lot of people out there that whether they write them down or they just keep them in their head, I think there's a ton of people who have art to share, whether it is songs slash poetry or it's other forms. And I think more people should log their art, whether they want to share it publicly or not, that's up to them. But I think logging their art, right, whether it's digitally or physically or selling them, right, so whatever, however you feel you purposeful about it. But I think there's a lot of people out there that who would benefit from taking that step, because I think there's plenty of people out there who have written songs like you or want to write songs like you, and they just don't because they look at people who are already famous and go, ah, I can't do that. And it's like, well, it's not always about that. It's about the expression and it's about the art form. And if on top of that, it ends up being a success to some capacity, that's a bonus, but it's about the expression, you know? So I think it's great that you were able to share it.
Okay, while I'm talking to you, mother was calling me on the phone. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for putting it on.
Yeah. Thank you for performing them. I don't think I want to add, I don't think I want to segue into anything because I like this. I like having this as just the episode, even if this might be like slightly shorter than our normal or longer. I haven't been paying attention to the time.
Well,
but
did you like it? Did you like anyone in particular?
I think I had a couple of them that I enjoyed, but I don't know. I think there was a couple of them that were higher up than the others, but I think the I think the one I'll go with is the jelly bean one because I liked the idea of jelly beans coming from the sky.
Oh, okay.
I think there were some other ones, and there were some other ones in there that were nice symbolically. But if I have to pick one, I gotta go with the jelly beans one because I like the idea of jelly beans coming from the sky.
Okay. You know, it's funny putting this on the podcast. People may not listen to it. Putting it on TikTok, they may. So,
Well, that's social media is wild in its own right. We can talk about that in the next episode if you want. But what does well on one platform can do nothing on another, or vice versa. What does poorly on one platform can do insane numbers on another one. Like I
yeah.
tell you every week, we get minimum of 20 listeners or 20 listens per podcast minimum, on all the other platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher, all the other podcast platforms. But YouTube, it's a little harder because it's a visual medium. So sometimes people don't want to sit and watch the two screens, and that's okay. But that's why we're on the other places as well, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They can play it in the background while they go work out or while they go on a drive, and they can still use their phone. Because when you do it on YouTube, can't always use your phone. So
Okay, so if anybody is a singer, contact my grandson Peter.
yeah, and
He's my agent.
if you are watching this on YouTube, you can throw it in the comments. You can just say, hey, message me, or you can try and message me. I believe you can DM on YouTube. If not, you can just comment your name, be like, hey, message me. Otherwise, if you know my like other social media handles, you can contact me through there.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for listening, people.
Thank you for hanging out with us while he played his songs, his lyrics slash poetry.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see you in the next one. Yeah, we'll see you in the next one, and I hope you're having a good rest of whatever you're doing.
Okay. Everybody, peace out and bye. I love you.
Peace out. Bye. Love you.